Senator from the 8th.
Does the senator from the 8th yield? Proceed.
Senator, I wanted to bring up a topic that I brought up last week on the floor when I spoke with the senator from Boone.
Okay.
Senator from Boone did a great job of continually pushing an issue to have the governor release some money that's for a good program.
Right.
And I've been trying to champion an idea where the Missouri State Highway Patrol comes in and takes over the Independence Crime Lab to have that expertise and to service those law enforcement agencies and help victims in our area of the state. So I wanted to have that conversation with you to bring it up again. If you remember, it was through the budget,
right?
Very bipartisan manner.
Absolutely.
It was vetoed. It was overridden in a very bipartisan manner, and now it's still continually withheld. So I'm hoping you and I can maybe bring up some points that...
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I was in Blue Springs, which is in Independence, and this issue came up. I had a police officer there, and they said, do you realize that if this crime lab, my understanding is it's going to close June 30th? Because there's some new federal mandates and requirements, and no longer is the city of Independence able to continually fund it. So the only way for us to move forward is the state to come in and the highway patrol to take over certain aspects of the crime lab. If that closes, there are going to be situations where criminals are left on the street because we're not able to process the evidence. And it's going to have to be sent to Jeff City, Springfield, and other labs, or and be backlogged.
Right. And instead of having that backlog, which would cause even more expense and time, and victims not figuring out who the criminal was and putting them behind bars, this idea, which is $1.3 million, which has some FTEs in the line, it is a simple solution to what our area of the state, our area of Missouri is dealing with.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting is this isn't going to help just Independence. This isn't going to help just Jackson County. This isn't going to just help the counties around Jackson County. This actually benefits every city, everybody that's been, there's a crime out there and there's evidence in a lab. Because with this lab, we offload other labs and allow anybody that has a case that's open and evidence to be processed to get through the process quicker. If you're down in the Boot Hill in Missouri, this lab is important to you because if it doesn't pass, the evidence is going to go somewhere to get processed.
It's going to be backlogged for the entire state, for victims all over the state not getting their...
And my understanding, Senator, is this lab is actually being expanded to reduce current backlogs.
Yes.
So if without this $1.3 million that you led the way, I appreciate what you did last year in working with the senator from Boone.
Well, I tell you what, the senator from the 9th and senator from Boone worked in the appropriations. They knew it was a good idea. They knew it was made sense. They knew that the state patrol would be willing and able to do this if we gave them the resources to do it.
So just real quick, one more time, one person. The governor is the only one at this point that is holding back this $1.3 million that is going to help the entire state, and he's doing it because
I don't know. With some folks that were down here from Eastern Jackson County, mayors from all over that area, have written letters, have asked to see the governor, and what I've been told by them is they're frustrated the money's not released, but they're more frustrated they don't get a reply back, and so. That's why we're talking on the floor to get the highlight.
This isn't Republican governors, mayors. This is Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
This is bipartisan in this chamber, in the House chamber, and even back in our community.
That's right. Now, today marks 3 weeks since the State of the State, and the governor said he's going to be around more on the third floor. And I heard that, and I said that's great because the first thing I'm going to ask him about is this: when he came by your office, did you mention this to him?
He hasn't been by my office. Has he been by your office?
He has not. I won't waste the time and inquire of 32 other people.
Roger.
But these are the type of things that make it frustrating between the executive and the legislature because this is a simple good idea.
Right.
That even that the patrol, you know, they're in a bind because they're willing to do it,
mm-hmm.
but their governor says right. is the only one against it. So
a couple things we need to make sure everybody understands. We're not going away. We're going to talk about this
yes.
every week until the money's released.
Yes.
Last night, we had a little Jackson County Betterment Council meeting with mayors and city councilmen, and they asked us to stand up and talk about whatever we're working on that's really important. And you know what? The only thing I mentioned was this crime lab that's going to help every county and every city in the entire state. So,
and to make it even one step further, how we're all working together, except for the governor, is that our House members are even behind this. We're even agreeing with the House. Can you believe that?
Right.
It must be an idea.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's troubling to me that one person is stopping this, and we're going to continue to come back week after week and talk about this. We just encourage the governor to release those funds so that they can plan ahead, the Highway Patrol can come in, and so that this lab won't close on the 30th of July.
June, 30th of behind June. Bars. And thank you for the inquiry. Thank you for your focus on the issue as well. Thank you. I guess everybody else for indulging me on this.
Right. But I appreciate.
I wish we didn't have. You know, we have other things to do.
Exactly. We don't need to be taking the Senate's time to do this, but it's important enough that we need to raise the level of visibility on this issue and make sure that the governor hears us.
Yes.
And if we have to do it on the Senate floor, we'll do it on the Senate floor week after week until the governor hears us.
Right. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We are on the order of introduction of bills.